And this world of reinvention is so circular. Sometimes we think nothing's happening, and then it does, and then it's not the way we thought it would happen. My journey, my biggest shift has been, like you said, to go within and to trust the process.
Welcome to Reinvention Rebels, stories of brave and unapologetic women 50 to 90 years young who have boldly reinvented life on their own terms to find new purpose and possibilities. I'm your host, Wendy Battles. I need to kick your fears to the curb, do it scared, and step into who you are meant to be in midlife and beyond. These amazing women, these reinvention rebels, can help light your reinvention path. Come join us and let's get inspired together. Hey, hey, amazing rebels. Welcome to another episode of the Reinvention Rebels podcast. I am your host, Wendy. I'm so thrilled you're here. Reinvention Rebels is a top 2% globally rated podcast. We bring inspiration and possibilities to midlife women and men too about what is possible when we're ready to make that move, make that leap, step into who we're meant to be and reinvent in ways that inspire us. If you have just stumbled upon the podcast or was recommended by a friend and you're a first-time listener, I'm so happy you're here, and I hope you are ready to seriously get inspired by the rebel that I'm going to be interviewing today. These women are really amazing. They have uncovered so much about themselves. They have awakened to themselves. They are on this path of reinvention, and their lives are opening up in really fabulous ways. Today, it's the third of my fourth in a series, the Where Are They Now series, about the women from season one. 3 years ago, I kicked off the podcast. I interviewed amazing women, and I wanted to check in. What has been going on in 3 years? How have they evolved? What have they learned? How do they continue to reinvent themselves? That's what we're talking about in this special series, and the insights are so good. In a couple moments, I will introduce you to my amazing guest, Wendy Knox. But first, I want to give a big thank you to Magic Mind. Magic Mind is our sponsor for this four-part mini-series, Where Are They Now? Do you ever suffer from overwhelm? Sometimes you're really stressed out. You're trying to juggle way too many things. That is definitely me. That's why I love Magic Mind. It is a small supplement I take every day. It's a little liquid bottle of goodness full of all kinds of superfoods and great ingredients to help you calm down, feel better and more grounded, and be able to focus on those things that you really want to do. It's got matcha, it's got ashwagandha, it's got a host of other good-for-you ingredients that can give you the boost you need. The great news is that I have a special offer for my Reinvention Rebels listeners. You can score 20% off on your first order when you go to magicmind.com/rerebels. That's R-E-R-E-B-E-L-S. Use code RERebels20, R-E-R-E-B-E-L-S-20 at checkout to get this special savings. I hope you'll try it out. You will not be disappointed. Magic Mind can help you calm and focus in new and pretty amazing ways, in my opinion. I hope you'll check it out. And all of the details are in the show notes. Thank you, Magic Mind. Today, you are in for such a treat because I have invited my friend and soul sister, Wendy Knox, to join me. Wendy was on in season one. Her episode is called Soaring at 66. And in that episode 3 years ago, she really talked about how she had reinvented herself and what she uncovered and how that led her to some new discoveries. And today we're going to check in with Wendy and find out what's been going on in the last 3 years and what she's learned about herself. So Wendy Knox, welcome back to the Reinvention Rebels podcast.
Thank you. I am so happy to be here. I couldn't believe it when you reached out because it seems like just yesterday that we talked.
Right? It's like, how did 3 years go by so quickly and so much has happened in 3 years? I know that when you came on the podcast and you originally shared your story, you were up to all kinds of things and you had written this really amazing book. And you're talking about the power of dragonflies and going from muck to magic and what we can create in our lives, certainly as women. I want to ask you, what has unfolded on your Reinvention Rebels journey since we first met 3 years ago?
Well, I'm still obsessed with the dragonflies, and I always say that my life coach is a dragonfly, and now I'm focused on the lessons of the dragonfly as we age, because the dragonflies spend most of their lives in the muck, and down in the muck, they grow their magical wings, and I believe the same is true for us. But the muck that we deal with as aging women in our culture are these voices in our heads and in the culture that say you're too this, you're not enough that, women at a certain age should do blah, blah, blah. And I call that the age cage. It's this cage that holds us back with all these beliefs and judgments that don't have anything to do with our reality. So I'm now shifting to help women rise up from the muck of all those imprisoning thoughts in the culture and in their heads into the magic of becoming more of who we are. And, you know, my background was advertising and branding. I like to say I'm now on a mission to rebrand aging, to position it as a process of becoming more of who we are instead of less of what we were. And I've created a workshop called Breaking Out of the Age Cage. I wrote a TED Talk, which I haven't quite found the right stage for it yet, because ironically, so many of the curators of these talks are like 20-year-old guys who wouldn't really understand this. But I decided to create my own stage and to get my message out. So I'm working on a video right now called Breaking Out of the Age Cage that I'm going to just send out into the world and see where it lands. My heart just wants to do it. And that's a big shift. I went from trying to get book interviews and selling the book and doing this. And now I'm really into like listening to the whispers of my soul and where it wants to go.
What you just said right there, first of all, you said so many really amazing things, but what you said about not trying so hard and going within, listening to what is the wisdom that's bubbling up? What am I learning about myself? I feel like that is the essence of reinvention. And obviously, we can all reinvent ourselves in many different ways. It takes many different forms. Each of us has to figure out what's right for us. But one of the things I've been working on is this audio program called Reinventing from the Inside Out. And it's that idea that you speak to so beautifully, Wendy, that we have the answers already. We need to tease them out. And I like how you're applying that to this concept of the age cage. I like the visual of the age cage. I love this idea of how we can be trapped inside and how you're helping people break out of the age cage. So I can hear, and I just looking at you, obviously not people can't see you, but I can also hear just how you have evolved in these 3 years, that you can take your foot off the gas pedal, yet still move forward.
Yes. And that's, you know, really the divine feminine. That is the feminine way of moving. And, you know, I was working for 30 years in a very masculine paradigm, which was come up with an idea for a commercial, sell the commercial, produce a commercial, deadline, straight line to the finish line. And this world of reinvention is so circular. Sometimes we think nothing's happening. And then it does. And then it's not the way we thought it would happen. Like I always see myself standing on a stage in front of hundreds of women, which I've done from time to time. And I thought I'd be doing more of it. But now I'm finding that sometimes a really deep connection and touching one heart and lifting one person's spirit is just as valuable, you know. So it's really my journey, my biggest shift has been, like you said, to go within and to trust the process and to not be standing over myself with a, you know, ruler, like bashing myself. I called my inner critic Edna, and she's always comparing me to the career I had before and how much money I made and how big of a title I had. And now that's not important to me, but they're still dismantling, not being so motivated by how many likes you get and should I do it this way? And they say you should do that. I think the magic of growing older and becoming more full selves is allowing things to unfurl in their time. And sometimes I beat myself up because I haven't like followed any kind of rule book or formula for success as an entrepreneur. But you know, what I've been doing lately is, and this really goes to what you're saying, I go outside every morning and I say a prayer and I ask the universe, or what I really do is I say, thank you for connecting me with like-hearted, soul-centered women who I can co-create, collaborate with, and share my story and my message with and with their people. And since I've started doing that, so much magic has happened. You and I reconnected right in the morning. I did that, and then I got that email from you. I have been asking the universe to connect me with women who want me to do their workshop in their venues. Yesterday, I was doing an errand and some woman I know here in Ojai drove by and she goes, hey, I want to ask you about your workshops. Would you want to do one at my store? Another woman connected me to someone in Texas who had a retreat. So it's not like I have a set business plan or a flow chart, but life seems to be my flow chart. And it's a little bit like taking leaps, a leap of faith, literally, because you don't know where you're going. But fortunately, at this point in my life, I spent so many years working so hard and doing things that didn't feel like me, that now I have the freedom to follow those little golden breadcrumbs from the universe.
Are you thinking, I'll have some of what she's having? Reinvention Rebels are amazing, as you can hear from our discussion. They've put themselves first, decided their dreams matter, and are taking action. They have unleashed their inner rebel and are living on purpose in midlife. Are you ready to start putting yourself first and embark on your midlife dreams, focused on what you want, not others' ideas of what you should do? Come check out my new audio course, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. I share my roadmap to get you started on your reinvention journey with the key components you need to navigate detours and get on the road to smooth reinvention sailing. Sis, it is time to give yourself the green light to shine in midlife and crush those dreams of yours with joy and purpose. Join today and let's reinvent and get inspired together. Details are in the show notes. I love that idea of tuning in, really feeling into what lights up your spirit, putting it out there. So those all feel like really important lessons that you've learned about yourself in these 3 years, that I can take my foot off the gas pedal, I can lean into more faith, I can lean into this idea of attracting people. And now you also have the proof that this has worked, that when you haven't been so, I've got to do X, Y, and Z by this date, and I have to go and do my TED Talk right now. When you have allowed, as you said, you use that word allowed, when you've allowed for this magic to manifest instead of trying to control so many things, which I am a master at. Wendy, I am so good at trying to, like you, trying to kind of control, right?
you know?
But, you know, it's funny. It's like I look at you and I go, oh, my God, she's done all these seasons and lit up so many people's lives and accomplished this. I always look at other people. You know, it's human nature. I compare myself to them or I compare myself to the life I used to have. But then I have to, like, get back to being centered. I literally put my feet on the grass, breathe in the fresh air. I picture myself as like a tree rooted in the earth and my branches up to the heavens. And then I have to get back and go, what is my journey? How am I to be of service? How help me? I always pray, Mother, Father, God, or whoever you believe, help me touch hearts, lift spirits, and feed souls. Where would you have me go today? What doors are meant to open for me? And it's a different way of living. And I feel so blessed that I have the freedom to do that right now.
I love that you have made that shift and also realize that you're charting your own course, because we can always look at other people and think we're not enough, we're not doing enough. Wow. But we're on our own journey. And it honestly doesn't matter what other people are doing, because even if we did those very things that other people we admire are doing, it doesn't mean it's right for us. And part of what I like about what's happened for you is that you are beginning to see, well, I've done a bunch of stuff. If you made a list, Wendy, of all the things that you've done, it's probably longer than you think. If you think about all the ways that you're adding value and light to the world, the way that your messages are helping people, I bet it is a lot more things than you might initially think of. And I think most of us sell ourselves short.
Definitely.
You know, we don't necessarily have to. I am curious about what has surprised you the most about your reinvention journey over the last several years.
Well, one thing that surprised me is I had done that workshop, Breaking Out of the Age Cage, for this virtual community called Altar out of Chicago. And it was great. And then I decided I wanted to do one in person. And actually, a friend of mine who's a chef said, you should do that here. So I had this whole thing scheduled at my house and the chef was making the lunch and had eight women coming. And I was so excited. And then somebody very, very close to me ended up having a psychotic break. And it was a terrifying time in my life. And I had to become like a warrior on their behalf. I was thinking, how am I going to do this workshop? How am I going to be uplifting and inspiring? And, you know, many days, all I could do was like lay on the grass and sob and pray. And, you know, it just, I was very insular. But somehow, the passion for this work and for this message, I couldn't believe it. I rose up from my own muck and I was very present and people loved the workshop and it was really one of the most glorious days I've ever had. And it was interesting to me how I was able to hold the magic and the muck. I still had this grief and fear for what was going on. And I was able to be expansive and uplifting and inspiring. And I never thought I could do all that. You know, I always thought that the world and I were in either or. You're happy or you're sad. You're strong or you're weak. And the older I get, the more I realize that we can be strong and vulnerable. We can be sad and joyful at the same time. And it's really was a huge lesson and honestly something I'm really proud of myself about.
I think what you said is so insightful, Wendy. This idea that we can be both, that we can be strong and vulnerable, that we can bring our best to something as you did while also struggling. That doesn't prevent us from being inspiring, from sharing our heart, from adding light to the world, even when we're struggling. And I think that's such an important part of growth, of aging, of reinventing ourselves, such an important insight that we are so much more than we think we are.
Well, and you know, when I was in my corporate career, which looked amazing from the outside, you know, shooting all these commercials with the Coen brothers and traveling. I mean, it just looked so glamorous. But I felt like I was in this box because as a woman in kind of a male world, there was a lid on me. And now sometimes I find I put that lid on myself. That's kind of where that age cage idea came from, because sometimes I'll go, like, I'm now 69 and I'm going to be, I can't believe it, 70 in February. And it's weird, you know, because that number sounds pretty old, but I have to work to change my perspective, which is why I love what you and other women are doing by bringing aging out loud, you know, bringing it to the forefront. And I mean, I remember when I worked in the ad agency and I turned 50, my male partner said, well, you're not going to tell anyone, are you? And I did tell them, and I ended up losing my job shortly after. Coincidence? I don't think so. But so now I need to give myself permission. You know, when my husband and I moved out of LA to Ojai, this beautiful little town between LA and Santa Barbara, and people would say, oh, are you retiring? And it really bugged me because I feel like I'm just getting started. So I reframed it to, no, I'm not retiring, I'm refiring. And that shift of focus is something I want to impart to others, but it starts with me. It starts with me, like, not thinking 70 is the end. It can be the beginning. It's an opportunity to do it my way, you know, not the way my mom did or other women. So it's tricky terrain. The thing I told you about with the workshop showed me the resilience that I have and the inner resources, because that day I prayed to the Divine Mother and all my muses and the dragonflies to help give me the strength, you know, so I don't feel like we have to do it alone. There's women in my life like you, other women I follow, women in my community, that we can lift each other up and help break down the age cage, you know.
We can absolutely do that. And you're right, leaning into community. I also heard you say self-permission, saying it's okay. And this idea of not retiring, but refiring. Refiring, not retiring, but refiring. I love that idea. And these are all such great insights about this idea that, you know, reinvention is a journey. It's not a one-stop destination. It's not like I've done it and I'm done, because what you're saying is I continue to reinvent myself and I continue to have new insights about myself and I continue to grow and learn and step more into that person that I want to be, that I know that I am. And it feels like you're kind of peeling back the layers, which I think we all do, in like really uncovering what I call our greatness. And this is a great segue into the last question I have for you, which is this idea that sometimes we sell ourselves short, as we've talked about, yet we are so amazing. Just being who we are amazing. And I think there's something to be said that when we can step into the light, whatever that is for each of us, and we can really own our greatness, when we can kind of throw off all those things we've learned and all this idea that, you know, we shouldn't think about ourselves in this big way, that we should, you know, be smaller. But there's such freedom to me in owning our greatness and saying there is something that I shine at, that I am amazing at. I would love to know, how do you own your greatness?
That's a tricky question. How do I own my greatness? I used to always look outside. You know, I remember being a kid and doing a painting and my art teacher loved it. And I came home all excited and my mother was busy and didn't pay attention to it. So I thought it was a lousy painting. So what I've been learning to do more and more is to really ask myself, what brings me joy? What lights me up? And when I follow that, I feel like I'm the highest expression of myself. I actually have been praying lately, and I say I'm one with the divine. So it's not like the source of all that is out there. It's within me. And when I feel connected to something greater than myself, which I often feel when I sit under these giant eucalyptus trees in our backyard, then I feel not like just this small little person judging myself and wanting to please others and get enough like, you know, like I just was going to do this circle, an ageless, cageless circle. And I sent out invitations to the women who had been here before. And it seems like it was a bad time. People are busy. In the past, I would have said, oh, they don't like this circle. This isn't this. Now I'm able to say, oh, it's not the right time. So I trust myself more. I feel connected to something bigger. And I feel like I'm self-coronating, you know, putting the crown on myself instead of looking out, instead of, oh, do they like me? Will I, they invite me onto their stage? I created my own stage. And even with this video, I go, oh, well, it's not this and I'm not that. And then I go, stop. What is the essence of what you're communicating? How does that make you feel? And I connect to the feeling I want to impart to others. And when I come from my heart and my soul, I feel like that's where my greatness is, not my ego, not my little wounded child part. But when I connect with the divine essence of who I am and who others are, then it feels like a celebration.
Oh my gosh, I love that. When you really connect with yourself, your heart and your soul, I heard you say, it is a celebration. I love that. And I love when you said self-coronation. I was like, yes, queen. Yeah. Okay, yes, queen. Yes.
And that's a new thing for me. I wasn't always able to do that. But I find that the more I'm able to give myself credit and look back at the worksheets I created or a video, even when I don't like the way I look, but I speak my truth, I find that others speak their truth and others are attracted to me. And so it becomes a magnetic experience instead of a like me experience.
Yes. And that is so empowering. That is empowering when we are being our true authentic self and we naturally attract these people. And you put that so beautifully. I love this conversation we just had, Wendy. It was so... So insightful, so impactful, so, you know, just you being your true self, helping us understand what you've learned, which is so much, this idea of peeling back the layers. I really can't thank you enough. I do want to quickly ask you, though, people are listening, and I will say for everyone that's listening, if you didn't have the chance to listen to Wendy's first episode with me back in 2020, it's linked in the show notes. I encourage you to listen to that for the whole beautiful backstory about how she created this book. But Wendy, quickly, where can people find you? If they want to reach out to you, get in touch with you, where can they find you?
So my website is wendyknox.com, but unlike you, I was named Wendy with a Y, but I grew up with so many Wendys in my little school that I changed it to Wendy with an I. My mother never forgave me. So it's wendyknox.com. WENDI, Wendy with an I, wendyknox.com. So on my website, you'll find my book, you'll find my story, you'll find a blog, connection to Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff. So I would love people to join my email list because I'm going to be doing more and more of these workshops online, in person. And I just feel like there's a lot of magic to share in this world. And I look forward to connecting with your people, Wendy, because you are such a magnet for just light and love. And you're just so special. Sparkly. I just adore you. So I know anybody that would come in from your show would be my kind of people.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you're right. Let's all be sparkly and attract what we want, as you're talking about, and get out there and break out of the age cage. Wendy Knox, I can't thank you enough for joining me today, with gracing me with your presence, with sharing an update on our Where Are They Now episode about what's unfolded, which is a lot. Girl, you have been busy. And really,
it doesn't seem that way to me, but thank you.
Well, you know, it does to me as an outsider, right? So, but then again, we got to think that we have to just appreciate when people tell us those things and say, oh, you know, you're right. I have been up to a lot of amazing things, right? Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Hey, Rebels. I hope you love this interview with Wendy Knox as much as I did. I love her insights. I love how she's figuring things out from the inside out. I love the wisdom that she's gaining as she's aging and the amazing things that she's up to. Did you hear her talk about how things have evolved and things didn't necessarily happen the way she maybe hoped or expected, but yet they unfolded in beautiful ways? And that's the power of reinvention, when we're open to what could be, when we lean in to our reinvention journey. And that conversation we had, so much was focused on this idea of reinventing from the inside out. I'm excited to tell you that coming very soon, I'll be introducing my 8-part audio program that's aligned with just what we're talking about. It's called Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out: 8 Essentials to Green Light Your Life. I cannot wait to share this wisdom with you. I can't wait for you to hear more about these key things that are so important when we decide we are ready for that fresh start, for that do-over, to really step into who we are meant to be. More to come, but wanted to just plant that seed with you right now as we navigate through the holidays. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with a new episode. I cannot wait. It is the 4th part of the Where Are They Now mini-series featuring the extraordinary Keturah Bryant. I cannot wait to share with you her amazing reinvention rebel journey over the last 3 years. Just like the other 3 rebels you've been hearing from, she has blossomed in the most beautiful ways. And you are going to love this interview. Until next time, keep shining your light, Rebels. The world needs you and all that you have to offer. Are you tired of waiting for someday? Feel like you're too old or it's too late to reinvent yourself? Unsure of how you'd even get started on the path to midlife reinvention? I'm here to help as your guide on the side and host of the top 2% globally rated Reinvention Rebels podcast. I've been around the reinvention block a lot. Here's a simple way you can get started. Sign up for my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your reinvention rebel journey. It all starts with getting curious about what's possible. And I've got 5 questions to help tease out some very cool ideas. Let's get started. Details are in the show notes.